Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hey, if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. You don't even need a computer. You can do it right from your phone. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anchor.fm.
Yep. It's good.
Yes.
Can you hear me loud and clear? This is me, AJ.
Yes.
And I'm catching some backlash from some people that just don't like, yo, first off, I'm going to post what the fuck I want to post. Oh, fuck. Make a better show than mine. You want to, like, yeah. Yeah. That's the energy I'm coming with. Yeah, 100%. Day Walker, Day Nitsuru. Afro Domo, wipe me down. Wipe me down. Said, yo, like, listen. Like, yo, I say what the fuck I want to say. I was trying to give him a chance to come down to his senses, but he got on here talking reckless. Yeah, like you're fucking chastising me. Yeah, you're not fucking chastising me. You know what I mean? I say what the fuck I want to say. You can see me. How about that? It's always somebody that... It's always somebody that when you voice your own opinion, they want to tell you they don't want to voice their own opinion. And actually, we're on the same side. I study the supreme lessons of the gods and the earths. Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Afro Daimyo, wipe me down. Wipe me down. Yeah, can you tell me today is mathematics? Ah! Can you tell me today is mathematics? Can anybody who's following him behind this bullshit, this assault on me, can you tell me the day's mathematics? How do you see the day's math going? Break that shit the fuck down. Right now. Without going to any books, without like, no, no, right off the top of your fucking head, no. I can. That's why I can say whatever the fuck I want, because I know who I am. Yeah. Fucking idiots. You want to have something to be mad about. Be mad about that you don't know who the fuck you are. I know. That's why I can talk
shit all day. Yeah. What can you do? Yo, you don't want to fucking, like, yo, you want to fucking, you want to fucking talk shit about my show? Make one better than mine. Make one better than mine. Show and prove. Make one. I do this shit every fucking night. And it hits.
I'm playing with you like a fucking toy. You're a fucking idiot. Who the fuck was this that fucking wrote that shit to me when I was on white Twitter? The shit goes fast and it was jokes. It was all jokes. This shit was all jokes. Now, I want to come to me like, yo, you make a show. You put a show together and have that shit better than mine. Let the people vote. Let the people vote. I'm the people's fucking champ. Fuck you. What is this? Spears Dwayne? Dumb name. And wipe me down, whoever's riding the fucking bandwagon. No. they're just riding the fucking bandwagon because they think I'm not gonna respond. Yeah, I'm responding right fucking now. Yeah. Fucking faggots. Yeah, both a bunch of fucking faggots. He's probably fucking agreeing with you because he likes the other guy. He's doing it for fucking favors. You people are fucking idiots. I'll say what the fuck I want, and you won't turn me off, and you will not turn me off. Yeah, what's today's mathematics? How about that? Say it off the top of your head. Yeah. That being said. It's Afro Damio. Yeah, wipe me down. Yeah, that's your name. That Hotep shit. Yeah, that Hotep shit. I know exactly what that Hotep shit was. Nah, man. Like, yeah, Hotep was responsible for making the degrees to build the fucking pyramids. Nah, man. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, I know exactly what that shit was. And you are not him. That's why I say that fake Hotep shit. You are the fake fucking Hotep. The guy that's sitting here acting like he knows everything, that's talking like he has everything figured all the fuck out. Nah, man, like, that's the fucking fake Hotep. That's what it meant. That's what the fuck it meant. That's what it means, and it still means that today. What's the mathematics? Can you tell me that? Nope. That fake Hotep shit, you sitting here fucking like preaching and acting like you know it all, like, yeah, like you got it all. No, that's that fake Hotep shit. Beans and rice, my brother. Mo swine, my brother. That's that big Hotep shit. That's what I meant. Yeah. And I smile. and I smile. Because I got some stories. I didn't even. This fucker. That shit pissed me off. You know what? You're not supposed to let people get to you and let people get under your skin. You know, that just got under my skin. Like, who was the original black man? Like, yeah, who was the original man? Like, yeah, I know all that. Like, I read that and I study that and I follow it day by day. Like, I mean, like, yo, you had bacon this morning and you're trying to. You had bacon this morning and you didn't read Leviticus. Amen. And you're sitting here telling me that what I should and I shouldn't post. Get the fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Ah! Did you read anything? Did you study your fucking lesson? I am ready. Yo, I was asleep. God damn, I was asleep, bro. You know what I mean? I wake up and I look at my phone and I see this and I got motherfuckers is like, yeah, and they backing them up. So fuck you and whoever backed you up, like, yo, you can fucking eat a dick. Or we can throw hands, or we can do whatever. Like, yeah, like, yo, I'm just staying how I fucking feel. I'm just saying how I fucking, I'm expressing my thoughts. And from episode one, I told y'all, like, yo, I say whatever the fuck I want to say because this is my fucking show. You will not be a part of it. U.S. seizes $90,000 from insurrectionists who sold footage of Ashley Babbitt's fatal shooting to news outlets. Damn. Oh, his eyes are... Yo, John Earl Sullivan, charged with 8 criminal counts, claimed to be at the Capitol riot as a documentarian. That's what the fuck they called him? He recorded Ashley Babbitt's fatal shooting and sold it to news outlets, reports. He's a documentarian. That's a job title now? U.S. authorities have now seized around $90,000, the amount he is believed to have made from selling the video. Yo, fuck that, yeah. John Earl Sullivan, a 26-year-old from Utah, got me, the Mormon state, recorded videos capturing the chaos of the Capitol riot. Why is this still a thing? They stormed the Capitol, all right? They stormed the Capitol, and they should have all been fucking shot. Fuck that. It's fucking treason. Yeah. Yo, homeboy. Yeah. What is his name? I forgot it that fast. All the Capitol rioters should have been shot. How the fuck you feel about that? Because it's fucking treason. What the fuck is his name? He doesn't have a name. Oh, God. Wipe me down? Oh, God. Wipe me down? Or fucking, who the fuck? Wipe me down? Yeah, they should have been fucking shot. And I'm saying that just to piss you the fuck off. Fuck out of here. Bitch ass nigga. It's so wonderful to be me. It's just so wonderful to be me. Sullivan licensed parts of video to the Washington Post. And Sullivan reportedly boasted about the value of the gruesome footage of Babbitt, one of the five people who died during the unrest of January 6th. My footage is worth like $1 million. Yeah. Oh, come on. This is him. This is this guy. Yeah. Yeah. Me? I'm just fucking. Speaking my mind. Fucking. Nice. Delete that. Yo, this motherfucker can't see me on no fucking platform ever. Ever. Can't see me. Just want to talk. Yeah, you just want attention. You want your fucking 25 minutes of fame? You're a goddamn idiot, nigga. 21 runners die Saturday in treacherous Chinese mountain race. Yeah, you know what? I'm happy that they died because them the motherfuckers that gave me that shit, that put me in a hospital, that closed my chest up. Had me in the hospital for a fucking week. Like, goddamn, yo, yeah, I'm happy. Fuck that. I'm on one today. Told y'all I was gonna have some fucking energy. And y'all don't, what's today's mathematics, bruh? What's today's mathematics, bruh? For you to tell me that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's see what your girlfriend. Oh, I'm gonna push up on your girlfriend. I should be your boyfriend. Cause you know he's lying. Yeah, where's your boyfriend? Where's your girl? Oh, your boyfriend. Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that. Yeah, where's your boyfriend? Yes. Yes. And for that, I'll take a shot. Fuck my liquor rat. Make sure. Do a show that's better than mine. Yeah. Do a show that's better than mine. Shut the fuck up. It's always an option. Okay, delete this. I'm ramped up. That's why I... Oh! Fucking haters, bruh. Haters, bruh. I do this shit for fun. I don't even do this to make any fucking money. I do this shit for fucking fun. Like, and then you got these type of motherfuckers like, what was his name? I forgot it that fast. I forgot it that fucking fast. Fucking nobody. I think that's my Magic the Gathering in the background. Playing, it sounds like waves. First, wipe me down. Yeah, wipe me down. Yeah, fuck out of here, nigga. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely my Magic the Gathering. I've been beating people asses. Like, yo, bro, if you got a problem, if you want to get it out, we can see the gloves, or you can get on Magic the Gathering and I can whoop your ass on there also. It's a two-pronged loss. Or we could just get on and just fucking, we could just get on live and just talk. And I will rip you because this is what I do. Scorpion actor Elias Gabor arrested for allegedly assaulting and choking his girlfriend. I thought that's what girls want, to be choked. Shit. I like that shit. Like, yeah, a little rough sex. You know what I mean? Like, stop being pussy. Scorpion alum Elias Gabor was arrested for alleged assault in New York last week. A representative for the NYPD conserved the people. Oh, he looks like he likes to choke motherfuckers. Look at the fucking mugshot. Yeah. Gable, 38, was arrested. That's my age. Gable arrested, fun fact. Gable, 38, was arrested at the Bowery Hotel on May 14th around 1 p.m. Court records show he was charged with five misdemeanors and one violation, including one count of assault with intent to cause physical injury. Yeah, because if I'm choking you, I mean it to hurt you, which is the top charge. The other charges include attempted assault with intent to cause physical injury. That's the trade. Yeah. Throw your ass on the fucking train tracks. Aggravated harassment, damn, recklessly causing physical injury to another person, criminal obstruction of breathing, damn, that should be attempted murder. God damn, they being easy on him in harassment in the second degree. Gabriel denies the allegations. Yo, you're wildin', bro. According to a copy of the misdemeanor complaint obtained by E! News, Gable's girlfriend accused the actor of allegedly recklessly injuring her and choking her. The outlet reported that she told the police that Gable used his hands to apply pressure to her neck. Yeah, that's choking. Yeah, what the fuck? Forcefully squeezing it. Okay, yeah, that fits the parameters. I'm fucking like, yeah. She further alleged that he spit in her face. Oh, now that's sexual. That makes it sexual. I don't know. The defendant, with the intent to harass, annoy, threaten, and alarm another person, struck, shoved, kicked, and otherwise subjected another person to physical contact, thereby causing physical injury to such person's sick person, to a family and household member of such person. The complaint is said, like, yo, what it means is that no matter how much, yo, don't you, if she doesn't like it, she might like it today, but she might not like it when you're doing it to her tomorrow. God damn. It's hard to be a man in this woman's sex-driven world. It's all the women's fault. Yeah, it's all their fault. Because they get to dictate what's okay and what's not okay. Yeah. I want the trolls to come out and yeah. I want the trolls to come out and dispute that shit. Yeah, it's just so hard to be a man. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's just, hey, I'll have a shot. I have a shot. Might be a short show tonight. I don't know. Might be a short show today. Because I had to get that shit off my chest. That motherfucker, that nigga. I gave him what he wanted. And I feel bad for that. Because I wasn't supposed to address that shit. But yeah, at the same time, I'm not a pussy. Ooh, renewed my Hulu card. Yeah, I gotta put that shit on. Yeah, because I was watching Oz and BC. And BC is fucking funny as fuck. Like, yeah, and dude, yo, and I'm watching, like, yo, I watch BC on the, on Oz. And then there's the little kid, Bodhi. He in, also the dude from The Wire. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, he in that shit from The Wire. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it's like, he's a young kid. So I'm supposing that he picked up a little bit of acting tricks from, so he picked up some acting tricks from Anna BC, because Anna BC spit straight through his teeth, know what I mean? And Bodhi on The Wire, he spit through his, like, the same way. Like, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's nuances. It's things that you don't notice. I notice them. I mean, because I'm a Virgo, and I notice every motherfucking thing. 89 degrees. See? Yeah. Next story. I can't wait to finish the fucking show. So I can get back on Twitter and jump on that fucking, yo, oh, make a better one. Yes, make a better one, hater. Soldier Google how many blows it would take to kill someone with bat. Then murdered wife. God damn. Oh no. U.S. Army soldier in Hawaii. Google how many blows it would take to kill someone with a wooden bat. And soon after, murdered his estranged wife. It's not funny. It's not funny. Like, no, it's not. According to prosecutors, in a Stars and Stripes report, authorities described their timeline in the death of Selena Roth, 25, damn, young lady. Not that her being old would have made it any different. During an Article 32 hearing against SPC Raul Hernandez Perez. That's, yes, fucking, yeah, fucking Spanish people. Got a million names. 25 at Schofield Barracks, northwest of Honolulu. Honolulu. The prosecution detail a fraught relationship between victim and defendant. Damn. And defendant, yes. Hernandez Perez is the Army soldier accused of killing Roth and dumping her body in a trash can. Jesus. How bad. How mad were you at her? Oh, God. You look at the picture. She's a cute girl. Cute lady. Army specialist charged with murder after death of his estranged wife. God damn. Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, with murder and failure to follow a lawful order following the death of his wife, Selena Roth, 25. A trial date has not been set. Damn. She bad, man. Fuck her. Don't kill her. Yeah, send her to me. Yeah. Let me smash a couple times. I'll send it back to you. I promise. For his part, Captain Matthew Bishop told the court that Hernandez, Perez, and Roth got together when the latter was in an open marriage. That's what the fuck happens. Open relationships don't work. Unless, open relationships don't work unless you are, both people got to be down 110%. Both people got to be down. Yeah, they got to be down. You can't just have one person and then he comes home with a hot chick and you're mad now. Or he comes, or she comes home with a hot guy. She comes home with a hot guy, and now you're mad, and now it's a fucking argument, and you're sleeping ass cheek to ass cheek. And an argument stops. Yeah, goddamn. Man allegedly said he put gun between couch cushions to keep it from kids. You know, if I was a kid and I found a gun between a couch cushion, I would have left it the fuck there. That's me. That's Avery. Like, I would have left it the fuck there and acknowledged that it was there. And just in the fact, just in the case that I needed to use that shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would have needed to use that shit. Yo, I'm a different type of fucking animal, man. Like, yo, even from childhood, I was fucking Corleone, man. Like, I was Corleone. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that fucking gun there. A 3-year-old boy shot his 2-year-old sister. Okay, well, that's fucked up. A 3-year-old boy shot his 2-year-old sister after a visitor to the home failed to secure a firearm, according to Polk County Sheriff's Office in Florida. It's always in Florida. Cavante Wilson, 23, was arrested Saturday. Chad Barriott, 24, and another man was not facing charges, got together at Barriott's home Friday night to watch the NBA playoffs, said Sheriff Grady Judd. Grady Judd. What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Yo. Oh, my God. In a press conference. All right. They heard a pop just before midnight and looked to find that the 2-year-old girl was shot and on the couch, he said. The boys scrambled from the living room, crying to his bedroom. The mother was not home at the time. God damn. The adults gathered the victim and the other child to race to the hospital, but another vehicle turned into their path. According to this story, they T-boned that vehicle. There were significant injuries. Yo, if you holding heat, yo, make sure your fucking shit is secure. Secure the fucking guns. Secure the fucking weapons. God damn. Just secure the weapons. That's all you gotta do. You have one thing to do. You have one thing to do. It's just not like, yo, keep your guns on you. If you out there banging like that, nah, man, you're not supposed to do that shit. Because I think this is like, oh God. I'll take a shot. I love you guys. Yeah, I'm coming to you. Let's see. Let's see. Yo, I got time. I got fucking time. Let's see if this fucking bastard. Let's see if this bastard or anybody else replied. Because I got fucking time. Like, yeah, I do. I really do. It is sad that I got time. Let's see. The circle is going around. The circle is going around. It's refreshing. It's refreshing. And no! Because nobody wants smoke. Like, I swear nobody wants no fucking smoke. I'll take all the smoke. Yes! It's a boy. Yeah. Dope shit. This is my last story, yo. It's gonna be. I like. This is 35 minutes. Wow. Yeah. So it'll be a short story. It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. I'll have one tomorrow. Nobody's taking me anywhere. Nobody is doing anything. Because I say what the fuck I want to say. Yes. Yes. I love this. Alright. So, next show. Last one. Florida woman, nearly naked, leads cops on. It's always nearly naked, leads cops on high speed chase in stolen car. A Florida woman wearing almost no clothing was arrested Saturday after leading troopers on a high-speed chase through several counties in a stolen car, authorities said. Yeah. Because I have a right as an American to be naked if you're going to chase me. Troopers were alerted around 10 a.m. Saturday that the stolen 2009 Cadillac sedan was seen traveling on the I-75 in Sumter County. I don't know where the fuck that shit is. Like, the stolen car was located on the interstate on Hernando County, where troopers attempted a traffic stop. The vehicle sped away, reaching speeds of 110 miles an hour. God damn, that Cadillac got up. While changing lanes and using the roadway Troopers pulled up next to the vehicle in an attempt to persuade the driver to exit the interstate. Eventually, troopers found a glass pipe used for smoking. Guess what? Guess what they found? A glass pipe used for, you guessed right, methamphetamine. God damn. Every time. Meth. Who the fuck smokes meth? She claimed that the car was her aunt's, and it's an episode of fucking Cops all over again. God damn. Yo, all the time is always just meth. Stephen Butt was charged with grand theft auto, reckless driving, fleeing and eluding, possession of methamphetamine, and driving with a suspended license. And with that, short show. I got my point across. And with that, yeah, yo, if you got something to say to me, I don't know. I don't think I care enough to, I don't think I care enough to acknowledge you. But I probably will if I got time. Yeah. if you fuck with the show, follow me on Twitter, RYEZNSHYAE, Rise and Shine. TACOMEAT 05, Taco Me 05. That's my Instagram. And hit me on my Facebook, Avery Johnson. Like, yeah, yo, I'm not running from no fucking arguments. I'm not ducking nothing. Because I have these people that got some shit to say. Yeah, make your fucking own. Make your own. Yeah, make your own. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. Make a better one. Yeah. On top of the world, I love the calendar. Yeah, make a better one. That being said, I'm out. 40 minutes with this shit in the background, with Magic the Gathering in the background. Yo, you feel some type of way? Challenge me to Magic the Gathering. Yo, challenge me to Magic the Gathering. Know what I mean? Like, get him. Either way, in person, on the hands, on the anything. Like, yo, you just want your fucking 5 minutes. You got your 5 minutes. Now it's time for you to prove that you're better. Prove it that you're better. Prove it. Yeah. Prove that you're better after you talk all that shit. Prove that you're better. Put a better product on the fucking table. Yeah.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.